from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Vincent Bruce reporting. International officials have expressed concern over the recent violence in Ukraine. Friday, Ukrainian forces and pro-Russian rebels began evacuating civilians from Devoltseve, a strategic city where fighting recently intensified. That ceasefire comes as French President Francois Hollande and German Chancellor Angela Merkel were to hold talks with Russian President Vladimir Putin in Moscow to try to end the conflict. Despite a limited truce, Ukraine's military spokesman, Colonel Andriy Lysenko, says fighting continues and in some areas has gotten worse. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg.
The situation is critical, it's urgent, and that's the reason why it is so important to fully support the renewed initiative taken by Chancellor Merkel and President Hollande to try to find a political solution.
Islamic State militants claim a Jordanian airstrike has killed an American aid worker the insurgent group has been holding. The claim was made today by the Site Intelligence Group. A U.S. State Department spokeswoman said the U.S. is concerned about the reports but has seen no evidence that would confirm them. Yemen's Houthi rebel group announced Friday the country's old political institutions were being dissolved. Edward Uranian has a report.
Houthi rebel supporters released barrages of fireworks across the Yemeni capital Sana'a Friday evening to celebrate the announcement that the country's old political institutions were being dissolved. Houthi opponents are calling the development a coup. Hundreds of Houthi supporters gathered at Yemen's Republican Palace earlier Friday applauded the announcement that a new parliament was going to be named, along with a new 5-member presidential council.
More at voanews.com. This is VOA News. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry has urged Iranian Foreign Minister Javad Zarif to meet a March deadline for a framework deal to rein in Iran's nuclear program. A senior U.S. State Department official said Kerry pressed his Iranian counterpart during a 2-hour meeting in Munich Friday on the Obama administration's desire to reach an outline agreement. The two officials met on the sidelines of a security conference in the German city, and the meeting follows a pair of talks the diplomats held on the topic last month. Witnesses say Boko Haram militants from Nigeria attacked a town in neighboring Niger on Friday, but were driven back by forces from Niger and Chad. The attack on Bosso marked the second time this week the Islamist militant group launched a cross-border attack. At least 110 people were killed after militants assaulted the town of Fotokol in far northern Cameroon on Wednesday. Residents of Bosso reported hearing heavy weapons fire during Friday morning's battle. President Barack Obama says the U.S. must always resist the urge to overreach when it comes to getting involved in global crises. A new 35-page document released Friday by Mr. Obama makes no major policy changes, but it clarifies the U.S. approach to a number of challenges, from the fight against Islamic State militants to Russian actions in Ukraine to the rise of China. Several top Obama administration officials released statements in support of the new security policy as it was released. Afghanistan has sent a group of 6 Afghan Army cadets to neighboring Pakistan for military training, a sign of increasing cooperation between the countries. Ayaz Ghul has details from Islamabad.
There are a number of Americans.
The group of young Afghan cadets will attend an 18-month-long course at the Pakistan Military Academy in the northern city of Abbottabad. Though small, it is the first-ever induction of security personnel from Afghanistan at the prestigious army institution. Officials in both countries are hailing the move as an important step toward linking the two armies, which have been suspicious of each other for decades. Ayaz Gulf, Islamabad.
In stocks across the U.S. on Friday, the Dow, S&P 500, and NASDAQ all were down. The Dow was down 60.59 points. The International Monetary Fund has announced a $330 million financing package for the countries hardest hit by the Ebola epidemic. That would be Guinea, Liberia, and Sierra Leone, whose economies have suffered over the past year as the Ebola disease has spread. The IMF plan will not eliminate all the debt for Guinea, Liberia, and Sierra Leone. The countries are reported to have a combined debt stock of over $3 billion. There's more on all of these stories at our website, voanews.com. I'm Vincent Bruce in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.